Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. Your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your soul is slowly sinking in despair. Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, and leave it there.
My name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. So pleased you've joined us. Well, friend, I have good news for you. God loves you, and He always has, and He always will. Lord, I'd like to open in prayer. I pray that You grant Your servant this day great boldness to bring Your word, that, Lord, You'd stretch forth Your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of Your holy servant, Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, what does God think of you? What is His nature like towards you? We see this from the Psalm. Start with the Psalm 103, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. It says, For His unfailing love towards those who fear Him is as great as the heights of the heaven above the earth. He has removed our sins as far as from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is a father to us, tender and compassionate to those who fear Him. For He knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wildflowers, we bloom and die. All see, friends. For His unfailing love towards those who fear and respect Him is as great as the height is from the heavens is from the earth. God's forgiveness is like removing your sins as far as from the east is from the west. That's infinity. He is like a father to us. He calls us His children. He is tender and compassionate to you, knowing how weak we are and remembering we are only dust. Like grass and wildflowers, we blow and die away. We see this, go to Psalm 116, 1, 4, 5, and 6. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Then I call on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, save me. How kind the Lord is. How good he is. So merciful, this God of ours. For the Lord protects those of childlike faith. I was facing death and he saved me. See, this pictures God the Father leaning over the banister of heaven, inclining his ear to hear the cry of the hurting. He listens with such intensity, especially when his children cry out in their sickness, sorrow, and suffering. See, friends, you are precious to God. Micah 7:19. He will again have compassion on us and will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. See, our God is unique. He not only judges but also pardons and sets us free. Not only will he forgive, but he defeats and puts away and subdues our iniquities. He casts all our sins into the depths of the sea, just as he promised in his covenant with Israel's forefathers. God is faithful to his covenant. He will do what he promised. In Psalm 145, 8, 9, 17, the Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers his compassion on all his creation. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. God wants to share his eternity with you. Those of us who know Jesus as Lord and Savior have the certain assurance of eternal life. The very second you get born again, eternal life starts. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Loved one, this is a free gift of eternal salvation that's being offered here now, but only you can make this choice. This entire message has been that God loves you, he always has and he always will. It's not enough to say, oh, it's great to hear, John, and walk away. To know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life. A gift that you do not receive is of no value. God has paid a price for his sin, and eternal life is now available to you. But only you can receive it. Friend, there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. This free gift of eternal salvation is being offered now. You cannot work for this free gift. You cannot buy it. It's free. All you've got to do is take it. See this in Romans 10, 9 and 13. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Now will you pray with me? Just follow me along in this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, you are unique. God has given everyone a purpose so we can reach our destiny. He has a purpose and there's a calling over your life. Remember Psalm 103:12. He has removed our sins as far as from the east as from the west. So friends, you can pray this every day over yourself. My past has passed away. You are free. I am free. Free from condemnation. Remember that you have been sanctified and justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are wearing the robe of righteousness, the signet ring of a child of God, wearing the shoes of a son. you are blessed. Okay, today's scripture is from 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. The message here is faith in the middle. It's easy to have faith at the start when your baby is born, or you marry the beautiful girl that you, or you start in business. It's exciting. It's also easy to have faith at the end when you see the finish line. Well, you fought the good fight, now the dream is in sight. The challenge is having faith in the middle when it's taking longer than you thought, when you don't have the funds, when it's dark and difficult. In the middle is where most people tempted to give up. But God never promised that we wouldn't reach our destiny without opposition, without disappointments, without things we don't understand. Instead, he says not to think it strange when things come against you. That means not to get upset because somebody did you wrong, or because the business slowed, or because a child takes a wrong turn. God is still on the throne. Stay in faith. What he promised you, he will still bring to pass. So my prayer for you, Father, thank you that your word light their way. Tell them be ready for trials of their faith. Even when life is difficult and dark, they choose to trust and believe that you are working behind the scenes for their good. They will have faith in the middle, in Jesus' name. Amen. So the wisdom key for that is nothing is ever as bad as it first appears. Okay, we're going to start praying for the sick very shortly. We see this in, God's power to deliver people from diseases, viruses, infirmities. So the message is focus on God's word, not on physical symptoms. In Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor is the son of man that he should repent. Has he spoken and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? See, this is one of the most powerful verses of healing that you will find, because it describes the character of God. He is a God who cannot lie. You must establish in your heart who God is. Exodus 15:26 says, I am the Lord who heals you. So you see, he said it, so therefore he will make it good. In Psalm 89:14, God is saying, righteousness and justice are the foundations of my throne. Unfailing love and truth walk before me as my attendants. Isaiah 53:4, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weakness and distress, and carried our sorrows and pain of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, afflicted by God, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needed to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. So the translation of that scripture, we go 600 years later, was from Matthew 8:16-17. It says, when evening came, they brought Jesus Christ many who were under the power of demons, and he drove out the spirits with the word, and restored to health all who were sick. And thus was fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases. See, this is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. We go to Luke 4:32-33. And they were astonished at Jesus' teaching, for his word was with authority. Now in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him in the midst, it came out of him and did not harm him. So they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, What a word this is! For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever or a virus, and they made request of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever or the virus, and it left her. And immediately she arose and served him. So you notice, with the unclean spirit and the virus, both these cases, Jesus rebuked him. Rebuke is not a passive word. It means to scold or sharp disapproval or cast out. Verse 40 goes on to say, Now when the sun was setting, all those who had anyone sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying and saying, You are the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. Now when it was day, he departed and went to a deserted place. See, friends, Jesus prayed and ministered all that night long for the sick and hurting. Such is the compassion of our Lord. See, every miracle that ever took place in the ministry of Jesus took place because the anointing of the Holy Spirit was present. It was a display of God's power against the impossibilities in the lives of men and women. The deaf heard and the dumb spoke. The blind saw, the cripples leapt for joy. The lepers received cleansing and were made whole. The demon-possessed were set totally free. Jesus attributed all his results to the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So whenever Jesus touched or came in contact with anyone, he spread healing, help, and goodness to them. He could do nothing else because he was full of compassion and wholesomeness. Jesus was full of contagious goodness. And Acts 10:38 declares how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hey friends, every miracle that ever took place in the ministry of Jesus took place because of the anointing, the contagious goodness of the Holy Spirit was present. Every time when anybody else speaks the word of God, of the scriptures, it is contagious goodness. I have prayed for people and have who've had contagious diseases. I did not catch what they had. They caught what I had, the anointing of the contagious goodness of the Holy Spirit. They were healed and made whole. Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Remember, lay your hands on that sick part of the body, the part of the body that's sick, and we'll pray. Remember Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and he does, if you're born again, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will also quicken or restore to you your mortal body through the spirit who dwells in you. So lay your hands on that part of the body as we begin to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I bind all infirmities in the name of Jesus. I bind and I break the power, and I command you to loose these people and set them free. Let them go by the power of the blood of Jesus. Let a miracle, a creative miracle, take place right now that they have longed for. Let the anointing of heaven go right through them. Fill their hearts with your goodness. Loose the anointing. Let a creative miracle be manifest right now in their bodies, in Jesus Christ's name. Internal organs, in the name of Jesus, I curse this infirmity. All these infirmities, I curse them. Let the fire of God go through your body, Lord, right now. Burn it out, Lord, that's not of you. Everything that's not of you. Let all pain command you, leave right now. Be healed and made whole. Set them free, Lord, by the power of the blood of Jesus. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. I thank you, Lord, from the touch of heaven with you. Thank you, Lord, for your miraculous healing power that's touching people right now. The anointing is touching them right now. Seizures in the brain. I curse these seizures. Whatever is problematic in the brain, let the connections be created, be healed and made whole. Let the creative miracle take place right now by the power of the blood of Jesus. Command you be healed and made whole. Cancers and growths. Just like Jesus cursed the fig tree and commanded to dry up the roots, I curse cancer at the roots. Command you to shrivel and die at the roots. Let the fire of heaven burn out every single trace of cancer. Burn it out, Lord. Burn it out, every trace of cancer. Command you to die. Let the anointing of heaven, miracle working power of God, be healed and made whole. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Amen. Creative miracle. Broken hearted, to the broken hearted and broken emotions. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I break every wicked word that has been spoken over their lives. Break the power of it in Jesus Christ's name. Command it to release them. Be healed and made whole. Give them your shalom. Fill their hearts with your goodness, Lord. Let the anointing of heaven fill them and guard them in Jesus Christ's name. So I thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke is destroyed. You are our strength. You are our song. And we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. So we see divine healing can be instantaneous, but it can also often be progressive, where it unfolds over a period of time. We see this in the Bible. But the Bible says, you shall recover, or you shall get well. So God heals so he can reveal his glory. It says this in Mark 5:19. Go and tell what great things the Lord has done for you. So it's the same for you. Get in touch with the state or your friend and tell them the great things God has done. And do not listen to doubt or unbelief, and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. So today's blessing is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the joy of your salvation. May every sickness and disease be conquered and destroyed in your body. May you recognize that your enemies have already been defeated before you, and that God has already prepared the way that you considered impossible. For nothing is impossible to the God that you serve. May your tomorrows be your best days, because God is your Father, and no good thing will be withheld from those who diligently seek him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, shalom. Amen.
He brought me to his banqueting table.
station is a member of KARMA, the Community Access Media Alliance.